Well, now we turn to a personal story and a connection to stories we've been covering this summer. This week, I was kayaking on the beautiful Nauset Marsh on Cape Cod. It was an unusually calm morning, and as I was gliding out on the low tide nearing the inlet to the Atlantic, suddenly to my right, a sleek 8-foot-long seal surfaced about 6 feet away. I wondered, did he want to play? I had visions of being dumped into the water, or did he hope whatever great white shark was lurking offshore would prefer me to him? Well, fortunately, neither incident occurred, and he soon silently disappeared under the water as we moved out into the inlet. But the next day there was a shark warning posted at a nearby beach. My encounter with the seal comes just as we were preparing a radio segment on wildlife protection. So as we do each week, let's turn to WGBH Radio Science Editor Heather Goldstone, who joins us live this morning from Maine. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, if sharks are the concern, and they certainly have been on Cape Cod this summer, why are some people calling for culling the seal herd?
Well, as you just demonstrated, everyone has absorbed one lesson of ecology over the past couple of summers, and that's that the great white sharks are here for the seals. We've seen a steady increase over the past 10 to 15 years in seal populations around Cape Cod, and the sharks have finally figured out that the seals are here. They're a tasty, high-fat, high-calorie treat for the sharks, one of their favorite foods. And so that's really what's bringing the sharks in. But it really is interesting. You know, I think it's just an interesting turn of events that instead of contemplating actually hunting or culling the sharks, what's come up in the conversation, the public conversation this summer, is the idea of potentially trying to control the seals. You know, the seals have, I think, a lot more cute, cuddly factor going for them, and sharks have typically been much more of an antagonist in most human perspectives. So it's just interesting that what's come up is the idea of culling the seals, or at least trying to control the seals rather than trying to directly control the sharks.
Well, it brings up an interesting question, because the seals are protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and I guess the question is when does that act not? When is that not relevant if in fact the species becomes as numerous as it has this summer?
Right. And the Marine Mammal Protection Act covers all of the seals, whether or not, and all whales as well, as whether or not they're endangered. And neither the harbor seal nor the gray seal, which are the two most commonly sighted around Cape Cod, are endangered. But they are still subject to protection by the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And that was put in place because earlier in the 1900s, there had been bounties, actually, on the heads of seals around Cape Cod and around New England, because it was thought that they were competing with fishermen for fish, which they eat. That really had depleted the populations. Now they're not considered to be depleted populations, but it's not really clear that this is an overexplosion or an excessive boom either. This may simply be a return to historical population levels, and we're just not used to seeing it.
So you do think the culling of the seal herd would work, or do you think it might make matters worse?
What, by chumming for sharks, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. What you're saying is you're suggesting the sharks may take care of the problem.
Well, you know, you can't just consider any one animal in an entire ecosystem. Obviously, the sharks and the seals are all part of a food chain, as are the fish that the seals eat. And many of the fish populations around New England have also been depleted by fishing. It's hard to say whether this is really an ecosystem gone out of whack, or whether this is just part of finding a new equilibrium and recovering from the really heavy hunting and overfishing that the fish and seal populations have been subject to, and whether we're just kind of, like I said, returning to historical levels. It's obviously clear that there were also a lot more sharks around Cape Cod.
Right.
Around 1900 than there were around 2000. There were a lot more cases of shark sightings, and of course it had been, 76 years, I think, since a human had been attacked until earlier this summer in Massachusetts waters. So again, that may also just be a return to a more historical condition to have more of the sharks around Cape Cod.
Well, thank you so much, Heather Goldstone, for joining us again this week. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens next summer.
We'll keep our eyes on the water.
Okay. Heather Goldstone keeps us in the environmental loop through her Living Lab blog. Read her work by visiting WGBH.org and click on the Life Science tab.